Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. As the twilight of our planet's health darkens, the soil beneath our feet, that thin mantle covering the Earth, holds a tale of hubris and neglect. This tale, the fading beneath, our unseen soil crisis, continues to unfold in the muted whispers of desiccated Earth and compacts into a thundering cry ignored by those walking above. Why speak again of the soil, you ask? Because the tragedy deepens, and yet it goes unseen, buried under the false pretenses of prosperity. This narrative does not begin with the toil of farmers, nor ends with the silence of seeds, but instead with the lifeblood of terrestrial ecosystems. Yes, life as we know it starts and ends with the soil. Beneath the surface, a crisis proliferates, not with smoke and smog, but with the fading of microorganisms and the crumbling architecture of Earth itself. In fields where earthworms once squirmed abundantly, the soil's physical structure deteriorates. Like the fall of great empires, the stronghold of nutrient cycles buckles without its builders, and crops, aka our sustenance, stare upwards to an indifferent sky for relief. Time and again, chemical warfare, masquerading as fertilizers and pesticides, ravage the soil's microbiome. Toxicity in soil has turned from folklore to hard-hitting reality. With pollutants binding to soil particles, playing a waiting game of poison. We've chronicled the demise of soil tenders and the soil pirates before. Yet in this chapter, we probe deeper. Soil, once a precious reservoir of biodiversity, is now but a barren wasteland. The breakdown isn't below our detection, it's beneath our concern. As nitrates bleed into waterways, solid ground becomes hollow memory. A legacy of erosion washes away into the ocean. And as it does, the fertility of generations is swallowed by the deep. Plant roots that once dived deep now wander sidelong, searching for stability in an eroded world. These roots bear testament to the ravages. The seeds silent in the soil narrative we lamented alludes to the continuing strife as seedlings struggle to anchor in the nutrient-depleted, lifeless ground. With each failed sprout, the specter of famine creeps closer to the doors of our perception. Ponder upon this. Soil, not just a medium, but an ecosystem, sees its sentinels, the microbes, the worms, the organic matter, vanish. What becomes of the cycles that replenish life? The mirror to our negligence, Earth's flesh, becomes dust. And as the protective skin of our planet withers, what hope can be held for anything rooted, physically or metaphorically? We've painted the stark canvas, drawn the conclusions. We stand, no, we march, on a brittle crust, a crypt of carbon and compost. Our very footsteps seem an affront to its fragile state. It's a dirge beneath us, not just for the soil, but for the ethos of a world that was to be nurtured and instead got plundered. Alas, this epitaph, not yet set in stone but certainly scrawled in sand, may seem final. But within it, we find threads of narratives that are yet to be fully untangled. The question posed is not just will anything grow again, but what will become of us when nothing grows at all? Each word in this ongoing story inscribes a silent plea, unheralded, unwitnessed. Join us in this solemn reflection on what we've lost and what little remains hidden beneath our strides. We must bear witness, for the very ground we neglect today was once the cradle of civilizations tomorrow never knew.